Hello, welcome to NC Asian American Ministries Podcast. My name is Sammy Ju, your host.
This is the story of Jeff and Jennifer. We call them Jeff and Jennifer because JF stands for Jesus Follower. Now, this is not the story of a missionary, but of any follower of Jesus. Jeff and Jennifer are happy because they are abiding in Christ. You see the smiley face here? And they spend time the Word of God and in prayer each day. But more than that, they are walking in an attitude of submission to the Father. They are not perfect, but when they do sin, He knows that He can confess His sin and be forgiven. 1 John 1:19. In this way, Jeff and Jennifer become a person God can use because they are abiding in Christ through prayer and the Word. So you can write John 15 under the word abiding. Now, when they walk outside each day, they run into people who fall into one of two categories, those who know Jesus and those who don't. Now, people who don't know Jesus need to hear the gospel. So that is what evangelism is, EV. Now, those who do know Jesus need to be enlisted for kingdom work. So you can write enlist in the bottom box. Jeff and Jennifer are enlisting people to join them in fulfilling God's vision. You can draw the line at the top that leads to the word vision. And God has a vision described in Revelation 7:9 of people from every nation, tribe, people, and language knowing and worshiping our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We both know people who love God and go to church but are not doing anything for the kingdom. These are people who need to be enlisted. So we say they are seeking the lost through entry evangelism, and write seeking, and then under that Luke 10 and Luke 19:10. Now, once that person responds to either evangelism or enlistment, they are going to need to be discipled. They need to be taught the basis of meeting with other believers, growing and learning how to interpret scripture, then moving on to solid food with the things they are going to need to continue to grow in Christ for the rest of their lives. Some people think if someone responds to the gospel, they need milk. But if they are enlisted, they don't. Well, actually, everyone needs the milk. Enlisted folks need the milk for two reasons. First, if they have been Christians for 20 years and are not working to fulfill God's vision the chances are pretty good that they never got the milk in the first place. Number two, even if they are a mature disciple, they still need to experience the milk packet so they will be ready to pass it on. As people are learning scripture and applying it to their lives, they are going to discover that they possess certain gifts, the APEs, which stands for apostles, prophets, and evangelists, and the PTs stands for pastors and teachers. The APEs are on the cutting edge where the church hasn't been established yet, using their apostolic gifts to advance the kingdom. The PTs are the ones that are working on the body and training the people to grow in maturity and obedience. Though these aren't the only five gifts, the other gifts are expressed in one of these categories. For example, suppose Jennifer has the gift of helps. She may use that gift by finding people on the street and helping them to a homeless shelter where they can hear the gospel. In this case, she would be using her gift in the APE realm. But if she used her gift by arriving to the place of worship early and preparing snacks, and she would be acting in the realm of a PT. Now, so they are applying God's word through discipleship and leadership training. So you can write applying, and then Matthew 28, 18 through 20, and Ephesians 4, 11. Now, through discipling and leadership training, Jeff and Jennifer are applying the word. The ultimate goal of this whole process is to see the glory of God revealed. The way we see this is by the development of reproducing healthy churches. By very definition, those churches are churches that are starting churches through modeling biblical principles and equipping believers. This is the basic task of every follower of Christ. So if you could do a close-up of one of these circles, you would see that is filled with Jeffs and Jennifers who are abiding in Christ and going out, seeking the lost, applying God's word. And so you can draw the tiny stick figures leading to an arrow, leading to another small circle, just once as an example. Now, we call this process planting, reproducing churches or communities through modeling and equipping. We can learn more about this in Acts 2:37 through 47.